It's time to take this game into overtime.
The official podcast
of the Average Joe's Sports Show
on 90.9 The Light Sports
for our generation.
We're looking at the East and the West. Now we're looking at the Midwest and the South. Got number one, Kansas took down UC Davis. They put up 100 points, almost won by 40, which is impressive. Then the other game last night that we watched that was kind of really confusing, Miami versus Michigan State. That was a...
Miami had a 12-point lead earlier in the game.
And Michigan State, Tom Izzo, man, and that team just...
Well, we were joking. Tom Izzo looked like he was about to actually explode at some point, and we were like, is this guy ever going to actually just explode on the sidelines where he just kind of just...
Tom Izzo loves March, especially when people don't pick his team to go to the finals like last year.
Yep, and now apparently he came back with a vengeance and said, I'm not being beat by any low-ranked team, so...
Or Jim Boeheim lookalikes.
That's true. That guy looked like Bernie Sanders and Jim Boeheim mixed.
Jim Larinaga. Yeah. His basketball camps when he coached at George Mason.
Nice.
Oh, my gosh.
Iowa State took down Nevada, 84-73. Purdue took down Vermont. That was a 10-point game, 80-70. Number six, Creighton falls to University of Rhode Island.
URI, baby.
Yeah, what Rhode in Island.
They're looking good.
84-72. URI now has to face Oregon because Oregon took down Iona, 93-77.
URI is
no,
going to win.
They're not.
URI is so going to the Sweet 16.
It's not happening.
It's happening.
Did you pick that?
I did. I picked URI in my Sweet 16.
Look at that.
I don't like Oregon. I don't know. URI, I think their coach is actually, I think it's Bobby Hurley from the Duke
really?
Teams
wow.
with Christian Laettner. Huh. That's their coach. Why not?
Interesting.
I'm rolling with URI.
Oh, man. Number seven, Michigan took down number 10, Oklahoma State, 92-91. That was a really close game.
Man,
it was kind of
good.
Awkward.
Their defense,
of those teams look better than they really are.
Oh, I don't think so. Michigan looks pretty good. They won the Big Ten.
I know, but Oklahoma State put 91 points.
They're both great teams. I think Michigan's got a great chance of beating Louisville. Michigan's got a great chance.
Okay. Speaking of Louisville, Louisville took down Jacksonville State, 78-63. Down in the South region, we've got UNC taking down Texas Southern. They scored 103 points in that game. UNC looks really good. I mean, Roy Williams always does a great job, you know, with each of their teams. They develop super well. So UNC is scary. Arkansas took down Seton Hall, 77-71. Minnesota versus Middle Tennessee State University. MTSU had the miracle last year against Michigan State.
I should have picked them this year, too.
This year, they don't look like a 12 seed. They looked so strong.
Well, they have four losses on the year, right?
Yeah.
They went 30-4. They looked good.
Really good, at least in the game against Minnesota.
That's another double-digit seed that could make it to the Sweet 16. I didn't pick them against Butler, but... Butler tends to play down to competition. They could beat Butler.
Yeah. They really could. That could kind of ruin my Sweet 16, I think. Possibly. It'd be interesting to see. Butler defeated Winthrop, Big South. We knew that was going to happen. Cincinnati took down Kansas State last night. That was a really interesting game. Cincinnati looked just really good. UCLA defeated Kent State, 97-80. Wichita State versus Dayton. Wichita State wins 64-58. Dayton just did not look like the Dayton team I thought they were going to look
like.
They
also, they did not have help from the refs.
Yeah.
I watched part of that game. They didn't have, there was somebody on Twitter that said it was Wichita State won despite, Dayton lost despite losing, they were facing eight men. It was 5-8.
Wow. Somebody's bitter. Number two, Kentucky defeated number 15, Northern Kentucky, 79-70. That's so weird. You would consider Kentucky winning more than by nine, right?
You would think they would win.
I would think that Kentucky, with the offense they have, would have been the team to come close
to
100.
Think Michigan State would have won as a two seed last year and they lost to a 15 seed. So
I mean,
it happens.
Again, like I said, I think Kentucky, I have them actually winning this year. I think they're just going to get hot at the right time. I don't think that they're the best team in the bracket in the tournament, but I do think that they are going to most likely come out at least in the top you know, in the Final Four, Elite Eight at the very worst. So after going through all these, we've got some games today and some games tomorrow that are going to kind of round out and even out the rest of the tournament with the Sweet 16 or the, you know, they lower it down, of course. What do you think we should be looking for, and what teams do you think are the most impressive?
I'm really excited for that Michigan-Louisville game. I think that game is going to be fantastic. Like Thomas, I picked Michigan to win that game.
There
I have Michigan in my Elite Eight.
Man, I like it.
Michigan got hot at the right time, and I watched them play in the Big Ten tournament, and they looked a lot different than how they had looked earlier in the season. And I think that's crucial at this point in time, getting hot at the right time. I don't think they're going to win the whole thing, but I think they can take down Louisville, and I'm just not a huge, huge fan of Louisville. For whatever reason, this year, I just am not feeling it.
They don't have that guy that can take over late in the game.
I haven't.
Yes. They struggle on offense.
I haven't cared since Kevin Ware.
Yeah, and Peyton Siva. I liked him when he played there, too.
I loved
he was
watching
fun to
Kevin
watch.
Ware, and then the moment I saw his bone, everything was over.
You could never watch a Louisville game
nothing
again.
Nothing was the same.
Nothing was the same. I seriously, like that. He was so exciting to watch, and as soon as that happened, I was like, well.
The Notre Dame-WVU game that is taking place today at 12:10, so after we end here, you can flip your TV screen on, check that game out.
Immediately.
That should be a fun one as well, because WVU is a really good team, real good defense, and like you said, Thomas, earlier, Notre Dame, they have potential to really go deep in this tournament.
Look,
if they
got
can click.
They got to the ACC tournament championship game, ended up losing to Duke, so they've got the potential.
I would agree with that, though.
It's up to West Virginia. They throw that weird defense at you. I don't know what they do. If you can prepare for it, you can beat them, but Notre Dame only had a day or so to prepare for it. West Virginia throws that weird pack line defense. And
see, I like that, too, though.
I think if you prepare for it, you can beat it. But when it's like this, it's real tough because they can cause some trouble on defense. I just don't trust Bob Huggins. Personally,
not at all. Hey, how about this though too? If you think about, you know, what's going on with the kind of the stock playing that goes on, do you think some of the teams that won their conference finals, you look at how they get hot at the right time, they look so good through the conference finals, do you think it's not going to transfer over into this tournament, considering they see those teams in the conference finals throughout the year playing those conference games, so they have a little bit of preparation with it? These other teams, they don't necessarily see. You know, like MTSU is not going to see Minnesota, you know, or Butler in the regular season necessarily. So it's not like anybody ever has any necessary, like, game experience against these teams. Do you think that factors into it?
It could play a factor. I think it's really based, it's matchup based in the tournament. When it's a single game elimination, it's really all on how do you match up against the team you're playing against? Really, how do you match up against them? And obviously, yeah, if you have that momentum going into it, that makes a difference. So if you have the momentum winning your conference championship, you can go a long ways. Like Duke can go a long ways. They have the momentum. Like Michigan. A lot of us picked Michigan because they have the momentum winning the Big Ten. I don't get the argument where, oh, they won their tournament. They played so many games. Duke played five games in 5 days. They're going to go into the tournament tired. Or I don't get that. You have a couple days going into the tournament break, and then...
And at this point in March, the adrenaline is pumping, especially for a team
and
like Duke.
And these are 20, 21-year-olds. I don't think they really get that tired nowadays.
Yeah, and really, realistically, for a lot of these guys, a lot of players in this tournament are preparing to go to the NBA. You know, we see all the one-and-dones. NBA season's 82 games, so these guys are ready to play a lot of games.
They played 35 games thus far.
And in the with all the AAU stuff and the high school stuff.
Oh, I was going to mention the same thing. AAU,
they're used to it at this point.
Prepares you to play what? They play, you could play, end up playing 3 games in a day.
Now, I understand if you're going, you know, 5 games, 5 days in 5 different cities where you have to travel back and forth.
Travel is the big problem.
But just,
there.
You know, if you're in the same spot, it's nothing.
One of the games that does interest me that's ends up being tomorrow, that's that Wichita, the 10-2 matchup, the Wichita versus Kentucky. We got that matchup, what was that, in 2013 when Wichita was the one seed and Kentucky was the 8, I believe. Actually, it was 2014 because Kentucky ended up getting to the finals and playing UConn, losing to UConn, I believe. But I want to see that rematch. I want to see Wichita, who got gypped getting the 10 seed. They were in the KenPom rankings. They were a top 15 seed. overall in anything. So they could have ended up getting like a 4 seed. They ended up getting a 10 seed. They've got that chip on their shoulder. You know, Greg Marshall's a great coach. Now they got to go up against Kentucky. I wouldn't be surprised if Wichita gets the upset there. I picked Kentucky. I want them to win, but you get some great matchups in the South region.
Wichita
you
also get, is always a fun team to watch in March, too.
Oh, ever since they started in, back in maybe 2011 with those guys with Ron Baker and Cle'Anthony Early and Fred Van Fleet.
Van Fleet, yeah.
They had those guys. I mean, they've for the last 5 or 6 years, they've been tournament worthy. They've been tournament. You have to watch them. Must watch team.
I think the game I'm really interested, just based on last night watching the Cincinnati game, just seeing how they always seemed in control of that game. There never was a time. I mean, when we turned it on, Thomas, we watched it for probably about 20 minutes, switching back and forth in between the Michigan State game. And they never seemed to let up, and they never seemed to lose their guard. That's going to be really interesting against UCLA. And we saw Lonzo Ball take that weird fall last night. It looked like he bruised his hip. Is that going to bruise up? Is that going to become an issue today in playing? Because, you know, adrenaline last night could have been pumping. So he went back in the game, right? And he played really well. But today, if that swells up, you know, are there issues? Does it actually become a hindrance? You know, is he not able to get stretched out? I think that's going to be an interesting game to watch because that will determine, you know, that next step of who Kentucky plays, because I think Kentucky would much rather play Cincinnati than UCLA. So that's a factor that, you know, I'm looking at. Also, you guys are right. The Michigan-Louisville game is going to be interesting to watch. But I think the most exciting game that I'm going to watch, that's tonight, 7:10, is MTSU versus Butler. Butler Bulldogs played extremely well, and then again,
does that have anything to do that you're from Tennessee?
Is that playing a factor? I actually almost went to MTSU. I went up there a couple times and visited the college, stayed there a couple times on campus with some friends. Really cool university, but no, it doesn't have anything to do with me being from Tennessee. It has more to do with the fact that these players seemed, I don't know, something about watching them play reminded me about a young, you know, Kentucky team from when I was really young. They just were a band of brothers who played really, really well together. And that's where we saw Tubby Smith take them into the Final Four, you know, 3 or 4 years in a row. It just felt like they were always
two
there.
Tubby Smith references.
Dude,
for you. You must love the guy.
I really did. I loved watching him coach and loved watching him play. Rupp Arena is still one of those arenas that if you ever get a chance to be in, go.
All right, real quick. What's one upset special you guys see coming in the round of 32? Because to me,
Michigan over Louisville.
You think Michigan? I have Michigan over Louisville. So for the sake
USC
of
USC over Baylor,
for the sake of not being repetitive, I will go St. Mary's over Arizona. I want to see a St. Mary's Gonzaga rematch. I don't have it picked. I have Arizona winning, but I could. St. Mary's impressed me. They ran over
VCU. That would ruin my bracket. That would destroy my bracket.
I don't know. St. Mary's ran over VCU. I could see them giving Arizona some trouble tonight.
We'll see.
Sometimes I feel like once your bracket is busted, it allows you to just enjoy it more because you're not as stressed.
It's not as stressful.
And you're just watching, you know what? I just want a real good game and something crazy to happen.
Yeah, something like that.
But at the same time, if your bracket is good enough, you could win money.
Well, you know
so it's
hit or miss.
And we like money here.